Doug Tengden, our own economist, worldwide market perspective, joins us, GMI Studios, or hopefully, you know, sorting some of this out. I just want to focus on energy, Doug, and I got to tell you, this is going to be a painful summer if we continue to see gas around $4.20 a gallon for regular diesel, $6.23, home heating oil through the roof. This is going to get old real fast.
Yeah, I totally agree, Jack, and I'm afraid, you know, $4.20 gas is not going to be with us for long. I think we were talking about this a month or so ago. I think $5 is in the cards. I just don't see any other way around it. You know, we have more demand than we have supply, and you have to clear the price, and the clearing price is going to be higher.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, again, I kind of laugh at the hypocrisy mostly flowing out of Washington, and there are things we could do to do more domestic oil and energy production pretty quickly, by the way, versus finishing the Keystone XL pipeline, which would take some time. But even that gets put aside. So here we are, kind of at the beck and call of a global market.
Yeah, and what surprises me is how short a memory people have. You know, people start, I've heard talk of a windfall profits tax on oil companies. You know, I don't know if you remember, but the windfall profits tax, the crude oil windfall profit tax was a 1980 legislation that devastated the U.S. oil industry. What it did, it said, oh, you guys, you had a windfall profit. You didn't really deserve the earnings that you got from putting in wells. And so as a result, they decided, oh, we're going to tax that windfall. Well, guess what? That meant people said, oh, I can't plan on profits from my economic activity. It's just going to get taken away. So people decided not to drill. They decided not to produce energy. And it just exacerbated the price problems we had in 1980 as a result of external activity.
Well, again, you know, the sort of the Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders playbook is if people don't have more than others or as much as some, you just get one class mad at the other, and then all of a sudden you want to take from one class and redistribute it. But, you know, Doug, here's an objective question. If you really wanted to get something done in terms of alleviating American energy security, independence, and affordability, when we had to develop a vaccine, what did a former president named Donald Trump and Mike Pence in the White House, what did they do? They got together all the private, I remember this, all the private manufacturers, all the big companies, all the companies that could get this thing produced in record time. And then the government said, if you do this in warp time, warp speed, we want to get a vaccine or vaccines available, we'll clear, we'll do all the FDA emergency approvals if it's safe, and they did this. Okay, so they pulled together because, you know, usually it takes years, 5 to 10 years to get a vaccine done, record time. So right now we have an energy challenge. Why doesn't this administration do the same thing? Call to the White House, the CEOs of all these American energy companies, sit around the conference, you know, sit around one of the rooms in the White House, let the media in. And if the president wants to blame them for record profits, let them respond. Let the American people cover this. Like, have them there for a whole day at the White House with the goal, when you leave, what can we do together? What can we do together? You produce more. We'll clear the loopholes to get things. We want to give relief now. Why hasn't that meeting happened under this administration?
Yeah, and I think that you already picked up on it, Jack. It's politics. But I'd favor an all-of-the-above approach, you know. Whether it's oil, whether it's EVs, whether it's solar, whether it's nuclear, what does it take to reduce the time necessary to get power online? And, you know, if we're going to shift to EVs, electric vehicles, which I think, you know, we are doing, there's no question. Well, that electricity has to come from somewhere.
Right.
And that electricity can come from solar, could come from wind, it could come from tidal, and it could come from nuclear. There's lots of reasons that different non-carbon producing energy technologies can be brought online. They can be brought online more quickly based on the technology that we have. Not the same as the technology we had in 1980.
Nope. Wow. Gas prices probably going up. Doug Tengden, Worldwide Market Perspective. Thanks for checking on Monday. May I get you back? I know there's some other economic indicators out this week. Thank you, Doug.
Yeah, Jack, you have a great week.